This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Will they do it? President Biden says he's optimistic that he and the Republicans can reach agreement on the debt limit and avoid what experts say could be a financial catastrophe.
I remain optimistic because I'm a congenital optimist, but I really think there's a desire on their part as well as ours to reach agreement. I think we'll be able to do it.
The president and congressional leaders will likely resume talks on Tuesday at the White House over the debt limit. The nation is continuing to edge closer to its legal borrowing authority. New York City will open a migrant center at a Manhattan hotel as pressure mounts to accommodate asylum seekers. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The Roosevelt Hotel on East 45th Street, closed 3 years ago, will eventually provide as many as 1,000 rooms for migrants, according to Mayor Eric Adams. The asylum seekers are expected to arrive in the coming weeks because of the expiration of Title 42 that allowed federal officials to turn them away. The mayor says the city is running out of room and has come up with other plans that send migrants to hotels in other counties but still take care of their food and basic needs. He says the city has now cared for more than 65,000 asylum seekers, already opening up over 140 emergency shelters. Many of his plans have been met with criticism and opposition. Julie Walker, New York.
This could make the tension worse between the U.S. and China. This morning, China sentenced a U.S. citizen to life in prison on spying charges, the court not providing any details on the charges. Ukraine's President Zelensky showed up in Britain this morning and is thanking that nation for its support as Ukraine battles Russia. The TSA is testing the use of facial recognition technology at a number of airports. This is AP News. Turkey's presidential elections appear to be heading toward a second-round runoff. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is leading his chief challenger, but is short of the votes needed for an outright re-election. With the votes of Turkish citizens living abroad still to be counted on Monday, Erdogan has just over 49% of the vote, with his main rival, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, collecting 45%. Erdogan has told supporters he could still win, but would respect the nation's decision if the race went to a runoff on May 28. The votes being closely watched to see if the key NATO country remains under the control of the increasingly authoritarian president, or can embark on a more democratic course. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Sherpa guide scaled Mount Everest on Sunday for the 26th time, tying the record set by a fellow Nepalese guide. Mount Everest is the world's highest peak. He reached the summit Sunday morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.